Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes, Yevamos 109, and the bottom of 109a, the Gemara cites a Mishnah, and the Mishnah has a scenario where a person marries two brothers marry two sisters, and one of these cases, one of the sisters was a Gedola, was an adult, which was a biblical marriage, and the other sister was a Katana, which was a minor, which was just a rabbinic marriage, Umeis Bawa Shel Katana, and the husband of the minor girl has died, and therefore she falls rabbinic Yibum to her husband's brother, who is the brother, who is the husband of her older sister. So Teitzeh Katana Mishum Achos Isha. So under those circumstances, the minor girl doesn't fall to Yibum or Chalitza because the other brother is already married to her older sister. But let's say Meis Bawa Shel Gedola, let's say the husband of the adult sister has died, and so now we have a circumstance where the brother is married rabbinically to the younger brother, to the younger sister, and the older sister is falls biblically to Yibum with the surviving brother. So the Mishnah has three opinions about this, but we're just going to look at the first one, which is the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, his wife is prohibited to him because she is the wife of his zakuka. However, we have ability to fix this matter. And how are we able to fix it? By saying, Mulamdin esakatana shetimaimbo. We teach the man who's married rabbinically to the younger sister to do miyun, and we teach her to reject that marriage, and then he can do yibum with the older sister. By him doing miyun, it's like they were never married in the first place. So Gemara asks, Umishari, Gemara asks, how can we say that Rabbi Eliezer says that we teach the younger girl to do miyun, and is that really permitted? Vatani Bar Kapara, but Bar Kapara taught that lo'olam yidbak adam b'shlosh advarim yisrachek b'shlosh advarim. A person should always cleave to three things and also distance themselves from three things. Yidbak b'shlosh advarim, he should cleave to three things. What are the three things that a person should cleave to? B'chalitza, the person should always prefer to do chalitza over yibam, to not do the lever marriage, but to sever the marriage in the case of a brother who dies with no children, and also a person should try to bring peace between a man and his wife. A person should always try to annul vows. And what are the three things that a person should distance himself from? A person should distance themselves from three things. That a minor rejects the marriage. A person should not make deposits with other people in a city. Umanarvonos, a person should not be a guarantor. So we see from here, a person should distance himself from miyun. So how could Rabbi Eliezer say we teach him how to do miyun? So the Gemara says, well, in this case, miyun de mitzvah shani. His case is different because there's a mitzvah to do the miyun so that the brother can marry the older sister, and he can't do it while he has his rabbinic marriage with the younger sister. So now the Gemara analyzes this statement. We're not going to be able to get to all of the aspects of it, but this very powerful statement of Bar Kapara. So what does it mean? Olam yidbak adam b'shlosh advarim. The first one is with chalitza. The person should always cleave to three things with chalitza. We've been studying. We're now coming to the end of tractate Yevamos, which is all about the mitzvah of Yibam. And here we have this statement of Bar Kapara, that a person should always try to do chalitza. And this is consistent with what Abba Shaul taught. The Tanya Abba Shaul Omer, Hakonis es yavimto l'shem noi, l'shem ishus, l'shem davar achar. If a person marries his yavama for the purpose of her beauty, purpose of because he just wants to have state that he's married, or for the purpose of just he has a physical attraction to her, ki'u pogea be'erva. And Karov Be'inai Yosef Vlad Mamzer. It's as though he's having relations with a sexual prohibition, and Abba Shaul says it's in my eyes as though the offspring is a Mamzer. So it's so powerful that the end of this entire tractate, which is about Yibum, at the very end of it comes along Bar Kapara, and he says, don't do it. You should try to do Chalitza and not Yibum. And what is the second aspect? Bavo Shalom and bringing peace. Tachsiv Bakei Shalom v'Radfeu. Pursue peace. Seek out peace and pursue it. V'am Rabbi Avo. Asya Radifa Radifa. We compare the word Radifa in two different places. And so Ksiv Hacha, it says by bringing peace, Bakei Shalom v'Radfeu. And it says seek out peace and pursue it. Ksiv Hasam, it says by kindness, Rodev Tzedakah v'Chesed Yimtzachayim Tzedakah v'Chavod. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life and charity and honor in this world. And what's the third thing that you said a person should cleave to, that Bar Kappara said a person should cleave to? Bafaras and Dharma, a person should cleave to try to overturn vows, Rabbi Nosson. This is consistent with what Rabbi Nosson said. What did he say? Ditanya, Rabbi Nosson, Omer Hanoder, somebody who makes a vow to prohibit something upon themselves by an oath, they're in violation of a prohibition. Ki'ilu bana bama. It's like as though they built an altar at a time when it was prohibited to build this altar. And so therefore, that even if you didn't bring, that if you built an altar, even though you didn't bring a sacrifice on it, you've done a sin. So too, if you made a vow, even though you haven't violated it, you've done a sin. Mekaimo, and somebody who upholds a neder, meaning to say, like somebody who doesn't strive to overturn it, ki'ilu hikrivo al karbon. It says, though they've brought a sacrifice on it in the time of the prohibition of the bamos. Meaning to say, you did two things wrong. One thing wrong was that you made the vow to begin with, and second of all was that you fulfilled the vow. Meaning to say, you have to try to uproot the vows, because you have to quickly overturn the vow and not so, and also not keep it, because meaning to say, somebody doesn't overturn the vow, so then they're going to come to used to make more and more vows, and so therefore, not only are you supposed to overturn it, but the more you don't overturn it, it's as though you bring an offering on the vow. So we're supposed to try and overturn the vows as much as possible. These are the three things that Bar Kappara said that you should cleave to, which is overturning vows, and seeking peace, and doing chalitza and not yibum.